This weekend is the 47th Annual Summer Arts and Music Festival on Saturday, June 8th and Sunday, June 9th at the Mateel Community Center. We reached out to a representative for the Mateel Community Center about the upcoming festival.
Hi, my name is Elena Worley, and I'm the office administrator here at the Mateel Community Center, and we are gearing up for the 47th Annual Summer Arts and Music Festival at the Mateel Community Center this year. So we're doing a mini festival on site, and we'll have vendors inside and outside. We'll have a kids zone. The Mateel will be doing a food court on the back porch. We have an outdoor stage, and we have our main stage will be inside with a really heavy lineup of local musicians. And our headliner for Saturday night is Brett McFarland. And Sunday night, our headliner is Mama Grows Funk. And so we have a lot of people, local, regional people who are going to be coming and playing. So we hope everybody comes out and enjoys the event. It's $25 in advance right now. And then at the gate will be $30. And that's for the weekend. So it's $25 for the weekend, $30 at the gate for the weekend. And then if you're coming for the day, it'll be $20 per day. And if you're a member of the Mateel Community Center, you do get a $5 discount for the weekend passes and the day passes. And if you're a senior, you also get a discount. That same $5 at the gate.
Historically held at Bembo State Park, the festival has been held at the County Line Ranch the last 2 years after COVID put a halt to the event and park rentals. This year, the festival is at another location, though familiar to the community.
We're doing it at the Mateel this year. Due to, some issues that we had financially doing it at CLR, we had to make a pretty tough decision to have it here at the Mateel Community Center. It was a financial decision that the board did make.
In addition to the financial reasoning behind the location change, the Mateel's resurrection of the world-famous Reggae on the River event has been lauded as another reason the arts festival has taken a shift away from the bigger and more expensive vibe of the last few years, focusing instead on a community-focused event at the heart of the arts festival's origins.
Yes, Reggae on the River, we have our co-producer, Hot Milk Entertainment, that is helping us put on the event. If we had that for Summer Arts Fair, we would have been able to do that at County Line Ranch, but that just didn't happen this year. So we're just taking it back to the roots here at the Mateel.
Though at the smaller community center venue, the staff and volunteers have plans to pack a lot of excitement into every nook and cranny of the Mateel Community Center property.
So there will be vendors all in the parking lot. The lower parking lot will be full of vendors. There'll be vendors inside the Mateel, upstairs of the Mateel. The outdoors will also have some vendors along the back area on the other side of the food court. And then the bar for beer, wine, and spirits will be out near the outdoor stage. And so we have people will be everywhere. Vendors will be everywhere.
Worley and the Mateel staff invite the community to join in this weekend's festivities.
We hope that people come out and enjoy the event. It's going to be a really nice weekend, not too hot. So bring your kids, bring your families, bring everybody that you want to come hang out with and see people in the community. This is like our kickoff to the festival season.
To learn more,
you can go to summerartsandmusicfestival.com, or you can go to the mateel.org website for more information, and you can buy your tickets at summerartsandmusicfestival.com.
The 47th Annual Summer Arts and Music Festival is an all-ages event with free admission for those 12 and under, accompanied by a parent. Festivities kick off at 10 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday.